Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball continues tonight on KNZA. Our boys game on tap, moments away from the opening tip here in Troy. Trojans hosting Hiawatha. You're just joining us. I feel kind of bad for you. That girls game, fantastic, came down the home stretch. Hiawatha on the road, holding on, 40-38 the final score. Alongside Ray Pinning, Matt Morton, Heather Williams, Seth Tollison, Brandon Tamman with you. KNZA broadcast tonight again brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Brought to you by RainbowTel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. All right, let's get you the starting lineups for the boys' game tonight. Road team per usual, that is Hiawatha. Brady Jasper, the head coach. Four returning starters from a season ago that went 8-12. They beat Donovan West in the opener on Tuesday night, 51-21. Carson Henry, a 6'1 senior in the backcourt, played 19 minutes on Tuesday night. Six rebounds, three assists, couple of points to his credit there. 5'11 senior guard, third team all Big East last year. That is Ethan Morton, 12 points and four triples in the win at D-West on a Tuesday night. Michael Jensen, a 6-foot senior, 6 points and nine rebounds. He also dished out six assists in the win against the Mustangs on Tuesday night. You got the big bodies down low. Braylon Steven Morgan, 6'6 junior, 14 points against Donovan West with nine rebounds. And Lane Kessler, the 6'6 senior, 8 points in 16 minutes, 9 points per game a year ago, an elite body, an elite rebounder. So again, for Brady Jasper and the Hiawatha Redhawks, who are 1-0 on the season, it is Henry, it's Morton, it is Jensen, Steven Morgan, and Kessler. The road team, or the home team, beg your pardon, Trojans tonight in the all-white uniforms under first-year head coach Heath Wettstein. Trojans will start Hunter Ingeman in the backcourt, a 5'10 senior. Caden Rosenberger, also a 5'10 senior. Caston Jasper, a 6'1 sophomore. Colton Ludke is a 6'2 senior. And Henry Geiger, a 6'3 senior. Matt, how about this? Henry, in the opener on Tuesday night against Valley Falls, a ranked team in 2A in which they won by 11. Geiger, 24 points and 20 rebounds in that game.
Yeah, we saw him last year, first game of the season. He's a heck of a ball player. He's a matchup problem for most teams, almost kind of like Steven Morgan for Hiawatha. He's a big that likes to step outside and shoot the three. They can go down low and score down low as well.
Very intriguing matchup here on tap. Road red uniforms for Hiawatha. They got Hiawatha across the chest with white numerals and lettering trimmed in blue. The tip-off is taken finally after a couple deflections. Left to right, here comes Troy. Here we go, opening possession for our boys' game tonight. That opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Here's Hunter Ingeman with the basketball, right side on the wing, and now Geiger gets his first touch. Takes it to the top of the key, hands it off to Jasper on a curl. Now a left wing three is on the way by Geiger. Long rebound taken down by Troy. Offensive variety there for Rosenberger. Second chance opportunity. Ingeman trapped in the corner. Good defense here by Hiawatha. Now back up top to Geiger to reset. So after a missed shot, Hiawatha still on the defensive end here. Here's Caston Jasper. Right side to Rosenberger. Holds it high, puts it on the dribble left. Back to the top of the key. Hands it off to Ingeman right there. Now it's Geiger. They want a post touch for Ludke. It's not there. And now it's knocked away and a steal by Ethan Morton. Turnover by Troy. So a near lengthy minute opening possession. Trojans come up empty. Ethan Morton nabs the steal. Now the Redhawks will have a side out here as it was knocked away by the Trojans. Coming up on the first minute of quarter number one. Here is Kessler in the inbounds, and he gets it back up top to Jensen. Steven Morgan into the corner. Carson Henry thought about it. Back to Steven Morgan up top. Zone defense right now, and now that one tipped away, and a steal for Troy. Both teams turn it over on their opening possession. Here's Rosenberger. He missed the girls' game. It was a long period before points, but right on cue, a long, lengthy Caston Jasper three from straight away. The 6'1 sophomore giving the Trojans a 3-0 lead, and now another turnover here by the Redhawks leads to an easy 2-point basket by Hunter Ingeman, and a quick 5-0 spurt here by the Trojans past 90 seconds in. Here's Steven Morgan. Darts a pass, and it's deflected, taken away. Three turnovers down by the Redhawks. Here's Geiger through contact. Good defense by Steven Morgan. Boy, they're going to call the foul. Played it pretty well straight away in the air, but Steven Morgan whistled for that one, and it's the Redhawks' first foul. Troy out to a 5-0 lead. And Henry Geiger set to shoot our first free throws of this game. We mentioned in the pregame, sorry about that, 24 points and 20 rebounds for Geiger in their win on a Tuesday night against Valley Falls.
Looks like they're in a, Troy's in a 1-3 run, and Hiawatha's having a hard time adjusting. You want to get that guy to the middle, but you don't want to force it in there twice to try to throw it to the middle, and Troy's able to come up and get the steal there.
Yeah, the Redhawks, 3 early turnovers. Geiger makes the free throw, his first point tonight, and his second, pure as well. A 7-0 start here for Troy at home. Now 2 minutes into this first period. Here's Ethan Morton into the front court. One-handed pass to Henry. Now Stephen Morgan on the block, facing, doubled, back out to Henry. He is on the right wing. Now Kessler, free throw line, darts it. Jensen on the dribble, little one-hander. Beautifully done, Michael Jensen. 6-foot senior gets Hiawatha on the board. 7-2 Troy, 2 minutes plus into this opening period. And a man defense here by the Redhawks. Here's Geiger around a blood key screen. Curls into the rack. Throws it up through contact. No go. Rebound Lane Kessler. Redhawks now on the move. Here's Morton. Little hesitation in the paint. Had it knocked away. And a steal for Troy. 4 early turnovers now for the Redhawks. Now slowing down the pace is Troy. Here's Ingeman, head of the circle. Puts his head down. Gets to the rack. Lays it in and the foul. Hunter Engeman, his second bucket. He's got 4 and a chance for one more. The old-fashioned three-point play. The Redhawks foul. It's going against Michael Jensen. His first, team foul number 2, and the Trojans out to a 9-2 lead at 5:21 to go in the first quarter. Hunter Engeman had 23 in the win against Valley Falls, and he cashes that freebie. And 5 early points for the 5'10 senior. A 10-2 start for Troy here at home. Morton, one-hand bounce pass to Stephen Morgan. Now Carson Henry around the screen. Kessler up top. Left side to Jensen. Little jab step fake. And now he drives in. Left side shot. No. Tipped in the air. Rebound for Henry Geiger and Troy. Pretty decent look there by Jensen. Just couldn't get it to fall. 3 minutes gone by. A little bit more than that in this opening quarter. Good start for Troy. It's 10-2. Geiger up top with it. Hands it off to Jasper. Right back to Geiger on the left wing. Guarded by Stephen Morgan. Nice matchup there. Pass tipped underneath. Saving it in. Ball still live. Morton picks it off and a turnover by Troy. Here's Jensen working hard in the front court. Kicks it right into the corner. Now back to Stephen Morgan. Stephen Morgan gets in the lane. Shot. No, but a foul. Nice. Stephen Morgan going to shoot 2. They get the foul on Jasper, his first, team foul number 1, and this is Braylon Stephen Morgan, 6'6 junior at the line. 14 points, 9 rebounds at D-West on Tuesday night in 21 minutes of work. And his first free throw gets the kind touch, and now 4-for-4 at the stripe here in the early going. The Trojans, a 10-3 advantage. A lot of expectations for this Redhawks team here in 25-26. Stephen Morgan knocks them both down. He's got 2 in the quarter. 10-4, the Trojans lead it by 6 at 4:20 to go. Clock moving first quarter. Up top it goes. Jasper bouncing away from it. Now a deep NBA range 3 is well short. Offensive rebound missing his Ludke. And now Stephen Morgan able to pull it away off the second miss there. Now up the floor, Kessler lost it off the right hand. Too much heat behind the pass, and the Redhawks turn it over. Matt, now 5 times here in the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, Troy's defense is really giving Hiawatha some issues here. You just got to settle down a little bit. I really like what Jensen's doing. When you're in that 1-3-1, you really want to attack the gaps and the zones right there. It looks like, though, Troy's playing Ethan Morton face up when they're on offense. So wherever he goes, he's being followed.
Trojans have the ball, 10-4 lead as well. Here is Ingeman stepping back in the corner for 3, just a touch short. And another offensive rebound by Ludke. Another 3 on the way. This one not there. Another chance up and in. Hunter Ingeman, a third opportunity. He's got 7. A 12-4 lead for Troy. Inside, Kessler, too easy. Big body at the rim, got the positioning down low. And Kessler, his first bucket tonight. It's 10-6 Troy. Or 12-6, beg your pardon, Troy. Here's Geiger, left side on the wing, going left into the corner. It's Rosenberger working back top of the circle. Hands it off to Jasper right there, working around his screen, dives into the left block, off balance, one-hander, turning and facing and hitting. Difficult finish for Caston Jasper. He's got five. 14-6 Trojans. We're 5 minutes into the game. They want Kessler left block now. Back up top, it's Carson Henry. Kessler turning, firing, front rim, no. Good look inside, but gathering the miss is Geiger for Troy. Into the corner it goes. Rosenberger a three off the rim, not once, but twice. And now tipped into the hands. Another offensive rebound for Geiger, and he's got four. It is 16-6, Troy, in a timeout for the Redhawks. The 32nd timeout. We'll keep it right here. Everything bouncing the way of Troy here in this opening quarter. Timeouts on KNZA brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. So Troy again playing the number two ranked team in 1A Division II last night. It was Hanover on the road. Troy had a 42-31 halftime lead. They could not hold. They lose 68-65. That was following a win over a top 10 team in 2A on Tuesday night in Valley Falls, 69-58. So Troy 1-1. Hiawatha beating D West by 30 on Tuesday night. Redhawks 1-0. But again, not really just bouncing the way. Redhawks getting some tough breaks right now, but just kind of like the first game, Matt, second chance opportunities, and that's what Troy is getting in this opening quarter.
They are all over the glass here in this first quarter here.
That has been an issue from the Redhawks, and they got the size advantage, there's no doubt about it, with Kessler and Sieben Morgan down low. So after the Brady Jasper timeout for the Redhawks, back to it. Redhawks with the ball down 10, 16-6, 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Getting a hand on that pass was Ingeman, looking into the left corner with Carson Henry, but out of bounds. So a side out here for the Redhawks. Hiawatha team, four returning starters, six letter winners back in that team last year. They really dominated D West. Here is a straight on three, missing left off the rim, and a good rebound for Hunter Ingeman. Trying to add to a 10-point lead here with 2:15 to go in the first. Here's Geiger on the right wing, guarded by Sieben Morgan. Two dribbles left, now three. Picks it up there. Hands it off to Rosenberger. Right back to Geiger. Man-to-man defense right now for the Redhawks. It's been that way for the first 6 minutes of this game. Geiger using strength, got to the basket, laid it in on Sieben Morgan. Henry Geiger using the strength to get to the rim. He's got six. 18-6, a 12-point Trojans lead. Sieben Morgan up top. They leave him down, and he drills a straightaway triple. Braylon Sieben Morgan says, if he ain't coming out, I'm going to shoot. And a big shot for the Redhawks, 18-9. Sieben Morgan, five for the Redhawks. Now an illegal screen by Geiger at the top of the key, and a turnover for Troy. Boy, the fact that Sieben Morgan at 6'6", that body and size, I mean, that was a deep-range straightaway three, and he had a nice-looking shot there. And now he's in the corner. Heat check time. Got it! Sieben Morgan back-to-back triples. That one from the right corner, and all of a sudden it's trimmed to six. 18-12 Trojans. Back-to-back triples by Sieben Morgan. Here's Ingeman working left. Around the perimeter, Geiger. Nice ball fake to the rack. What a finish! Henry Geiger with 8 points now. 20-12. It's an 8-point Troy lead. We're down to the final minutes in this first quarter. Sieben Morgan fading away. Couldn't get it to go. Kessler had it knocked away. And it's going to be Trojans basketball. It was off Lane's foot. Tough break for Lane Kessler. Just had it knocked away. And now substitution in here for Hiawatha. We're going to see Alex Ross, a 6'2 junior, into the game. As Kessler gets a breather. Final 55 seconds. Good pace, good action here in this first 8 minutes. Trojans with the ball leading 20-12. The Trojans through two games, averaging 67 points per, and now Geiger again, right to the basket for two. We got a great feed, and Geiger's got 10 first quarter points. 22-12, the advantage. Now 10 for the Trojans. Here's Sieben Morgan, right wing. Nice ball fake. Two big steps to the rack. Couldn't get it to go. Offensive rebound by Carson Henry is up and in. 22-14. It's 21 seconds now left in the period. Trojans can play for the final shot. Appears they will so. In between the rings out high, shaded more to his left is Henry Geiger. What a start for him. He's got 10 points already. 8 seconds to go. Here's a Ledke screen. He doesn't use it. He goes left. He kicks it into the corner. It's Ashburn for three. Front rim, no. Long, lengthy full court heave comes up short for Hiawatha. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. And Troy off to a fast start here at home. They lead it 22-14 over Hiawatha. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game two of our double dip tonight on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel. Boys matchup going to the second quarter. Troy at home leading the Redhawks 22-14. Packed house, full crew on hand. Appreciate everyone hanging with us tonight. First full Friday night of hoops here across the northeast Kansaland area. See what the Redhawks can do to start this second quarter. Henry to Morton on the wing, using the dribble. Hop step in the lane. Nice touch right at the rim for Ethan Morton. That's his first basket tonight, 22-16. It is down to a six-point Trojans advantage. Here's Geiger, left side on the wing. Trojans left to right here operating in the first half. Geiger can't get the touch to fall on a straightaway short J. And now a battle, and coming away with it is Troy. Hiawatha had it for a second. Now a big three is well long and out of bounds. Misfired by Jasper. And Hiawatha avoids disaster there. They get it back after the turnover. And down six as Morton works it into the front court from right to left. 22-16. Coming up on that first minute played in this second quarter. Here's Michael Jensen in the corner. Back up top to Carson Henry. Right back to Jensen. They don't close out too quickly. Alex Ross a touch. Now Carson Henry, Trojans, right now playing a little zone. Steven Morgan, too easy, working around Ledke, and Steven Morgan with 10. Here in the first half, 22-18, Redhawks on a run.
Hiawatha gave up more points in that first quarter than they gave up the whole game Tuesday against D-West.
You are right about that. Trojans came out to a hot start, but the Redhawks chipping away here. Here's Geiger going to work. He's got 10. He got the contact, did not get the basket to fall. Steven Morgan's going to pick up his second foul, and Geiger's going back to the line. They're going to call the foul on Morton, I believe. That'll be the first on Morton, beg your pardon there, not Steven Morgan. Here's Geiger at the line, and his first free throw no good. So Geiger's got 10 to lead Troy. Steven Morgan's got 10 to lead Hiawatha. Still got 6.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Geiger's second is good. He goes 1 for 2. He's 3 for 4, and he's got 11 here in the first half. 23-18, Redhawks trailing with the ball. One-hand dart pass now into the corner. Here's Alex Ross. Right back to Henry. Deep right wing triple is bottom. Carson Henry with 5. His first three tonight. 23-21. That double-digit deficit now quickly down to 2. Man-to-man defense heavy here for the Redhawks. Geiger has it right wing. Over the top pass, Ledke through contact. He got it over the double team. And Colton Ledke is on the board with his first deuce. 25-21 Trojans. 2 minutes into this second quarter. Here's Ross in the corner. Closed out quickly by Jasper. Ross going to work. Dribbling, losing. Had it knocked away and a steal. Turnover. Numbers here for Troy. Hesitation through some defenders in transition. Hunter Ingeman now with 9. 27-21. It was quickly down to 2, but a 4-0 spurt here. And they're going to call a carry against the Redhawks as they worked it into the front court. That is 8 first-half turnovers against the Redhawks. A little bit of a burst here by the Trojans have their lead back to 6 at 27-21 at 5:37 to go in the half. The Trojans into the front court from left to right. It's Jasper up top to Ludke. And between the rings out high, Kessler back on the floor defending. Man-to-man here for Hiawatha. Now Ingeman has it on the right wing. Hands it off to Jasper right there. Guarded by Jensen. Both those two rocking jersey number 23. Geiger in the post. Bouncing it. Lazy pass taken away. Four turnovers by Troy. 27-21 Trojans. 3 minutes in to this second quarter. Here's Ross. Kessler deep. Good extra pass into the corner. Jensen turned down an open three. Got to the rack. Missed the shot. Kessler is there to put it up and in. Kessler is third rebound and second basket. He's got four. 27-23. Redhawks down four as we're 4:50 to go until the halftime break. Good energy. Good pace here in this first quarter and a half here. Nice little give and go. Shot no good by Ludke. Fighting for the rebound. Tipped into the hands of Geiger. And now a whistle and a foul up top. Second chance opportunities for Troy taking advantage. And the foul against Hiawatha is Carson Henry. That is his first. And a couple subs back in here for Troy. As we'll see Colt Jensen in for the first time alongside Caden Rosenberger, who's back into the game as well. And Leighton Moore, a sophomore for Hiawatha, checking in for the first time. Trojans with the ball underneath. Jasper to throw it in. 27-23 Trojans here at home. We got 4:36 to go until halftime. These two teams played once last year, and it was a dandy in the season opener as Troy got the win 59-57. Jasper trying to throw it in. Jensen guarding. Look, he got to the rim. Kessler got a piece of it, but the foul is called. Two free throws here. Incoming for Colton Ludke. And the foul on Kessler, that's going to be his first. And Hiawatha team foul number three in the period.
Nice out of bounds play.
Felt like it might have been creeping up on a five count. Just barely might have got it in on time. First free throw no good for Ludke. He's got 2 points, a couple of rebounds here in the first half.
He has been a handful on the glass, though. He's getting a lot of hands on the ball.
In and out on the second. He goes 0 for 2 and a rebound for Hiawatha. Missed opportunity there. Here's Jensen. Long pass into the corner. Now diving in. Floater too long. Kessler right there for the rebound. He's got a lot of meat, and he puts it up and in. Six now for Kessler. Four rebounds. Three on the offensive end. 27-25. Redhawks down two. To the rack. Layup good. Right-handed finish from the left block. That is touch from Kasten Jasper. He's got seven. 29-25. Trojans back in front by four. 4 minutes in. 4 minutes to go. And Morton throws it away as he was looking for more here on the left wing, but had too much on that pass. So now nine first-half turnovers here for Hiawatha, but only down four. 4 minutes to go here in the second. Balance scoring 11 for Geiger, 9 for Ingeman, 7 for Jasper. Trojans lead 29-25. Here's a drive, here's a shot. Somehow getting it to go is Colt Jensen over the top of Kessler. That is a very difficult finish, but Jensen, who just checked in on the board, it's 31-25. Here's Jensen in the corner. Here's Kessler spinning through a double team. Carson Henry ball faking, driving in, kicking to Moore in the corner for a triple. In and out, no. And an offensive rebound up and in. And one for Michael Jensen. Old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. First foul against Troy in the second quarter. And they call it on Ludke, his first. Stephen Morgan checks back in after a brief stint on the bench. Henry gets a nice ovation on his way to the sideline.
Both teams' offensive rebounding has got to be through the roof this first half.
Both teams battling hard on the glass. Jensen can't finish the three-point play, missing the free throw. Ludke another rebound, and here comes Troy. Trojans 31, Redhawks 27, approaching the final 3 minutes of the second quarter. Troy led it by many as 10 in the first quarter, but now it's down to 4. Now the Redhawks force a turnover. Trojans do a good job, though. Transition defense getting back. Here's Moore in the right corner. Now Kessler at the elbow. Little shovel pass back to Jensen, who goes to work. In the paint, floater too strong. Kessler gets the rebound off the deflection. Can't get it to go, but a foul's called on the backside judge. And Kessler, after his fifth first half rebound, is going to go to the line as they get Ludke quickly with his second foul. And Trojan team foul number two. So Kessler working hard here in this opening half. And the free throw, no. Now 4 for 5. He was 4 for 4 in game one at Donovan West. But his first miss at the stripe this season. Ludke, after back-to-back fouls, coming out. Sawyer Ashburn checks in for him. 31-27, Redhawks by 4. 2:54 to go in the first half. Kessler still a second freebie on the way. Off the heel, no. Goes 0 for 2, and Ashburn, who just checked in, corralled the rebound. 4-point Trojans lead. Rosenberger right side to Geiger. Works around a screen. Gets to the left elbow. Dives in. Kicks left. Jensen a corner three. Front rim no. Kessler right there for the rebound for Hiawatha. Into the front court. Michael Jensen. Honorable mention Big East a year ago. Moore tees it up. And in and out on a three. It was halfway down. Rebound Trojans. Boy, good look and stroke there for Moore. Just couldn't get it to go. And now a whistle and a foul here on the perimeter. Going against the Red Hawks, stops the clock at 2:23. And they get the foul on Ethan Morton. That's going to be his second. And we'll see for the first time, subbing in for Troy. It is Jace Johnson. Here's Geiger, a lot of contact. Offensive foul, Jensen set it up. Beautifully done, turnover Troy. And Geiger with his second foul, but that's all Jensen getting there in time to set the feet and take the charge. Jensen at Donovan West, he only had 6 points, but 9 rebounds and 6 assists as well.
Yeah, he was all over. He drew a couple of offensive fouls. Michael's just a scrappy player.
And his plus-minus, he led the team. Hiawatha plus 36 when Jensen was on the floor on Tuesday night. Here's Kessler, and now he gets called for an offensive foul. Well, this was more of the maybe a little bit high with the turn in. Looked like a pretty good move, but in the hands were a little bit up, but didn't get the call on Kessler there, his second foul. 10 first half turnovers for the Redhawks, still 31-27 Trojans. Ashburn, lefty three on the way in the corner, no. Long rebound tipped into the hands of Leighton Moore. We're down to 1:45 to go in the second quarter. Still 31-27, Kessler on Ashburn, that is too easy. That is a mismatch that Kessler would love to have. Much more in this game. 8 points, 6 rebounds for Kessler, 31-29 our score. Going to work, driving in, kicking right. Jace Johnson, now Ashburn, he'll try again. This one from straight away, no good. Offensive rebound for Cole Jensen. Another three in the corner. This one is buried by Caston Jasper. 34-29 Trojans. Now Jasper with 10 points and 2 threes. Here's Jensen in the lane looking for Stephen Morgan. Tipped away by Ashburn, but he can't save it underneath. Redhawks fortunate there to keep the possession and avoid a turnover. Kessler out, Alex Ross is in, so a little bit smaller of a lineup here. As it'll be Carson Henry to throw it in, we're down to 107 left to go in the half. This has been a fun, fast, energetic game. Trojans leading it though. And now they're going to call Alex Ross, who just checked back in for a travel. And a 11th turnover there for the Redhawks. So we're down to 65 seconds. 34-29 our score. Trojans by 5 with the ball. Well, Dallas scoring across the board for both teams. Let's see how the Trojans want to handle this final minute of quarter number 2. Here's Ingeman. Curls, pulling up from 10. Front rim, no. Rebound, Hiawatha. Here's Alex Ross. Fakes a pass, working into the front court. Good pass, Stephen Morgan on the block. Two fakes, puts it up and in. Count it, damn the foul. They call a foul. Well, there wasn't a ton of contact. He had two bodies around him. The far official said yes and one. Foul on Jace Johnson is first. Stephen Morgan with 12 and a chance for one more. It's down to 3. Stephen Morgan, front rim no, missing it short. Troy the rebound. 40 seconds to go in the half. 34-31 our score. Trojans by a 3. Going to work, driving in, and a foul's going to be called. Driving in was Jasper, trying to split a double, and Leighton Moore came out of the pile with it. But they call the foul on Jensen, his second. Hiawatha fans saying they got the wrong guy on the foul. But it appears to be on Jensen, which puts Jasper at the line, and his first free throw is no good. So both teams in the bonus. Not a lot of time left, though. 32 seconds in the half. 34-31 Trojans. Jasper has one more at the line. He's got 10 first half points. He had 9 in the opener against Valley Falls earlier this week. Jasper goes 1 for 2. He's got 11. 35-31 our score. 25 seconds to work here in the quarter. For Hiawatha, lazy pass, tipped into the backcourt. And Jensen nearly chased it down. He comes away with a steal. 18 seconds to go. Sawyer Ashburn floating in with the left hand, nearly banked it in. Rebound by Jensen. So a chance with 10 seconds to go here for Hiawatha, down 4. End of the front court, Jensen, 5 seconds, working left. Carson Henry steps back, D3, got it! That'll take us to halftime. 35-34 Troy. Oh, man, what an exciting first half we just witnessed. 16 minutes in, and it's a one-point Troy lead here at home. 35-34 is the halftime score. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. A lot to dissect in the next few minutes. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game at the half here on KNZA. Our halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Thanks again for everyone tuning in. Ray Penning, our KNZA studio producer. Matt Morton, we got Heather Williams, Seth Tollison with the Hiawatha Channel. Brandon Tabin as well with you. 35-34 Troy, and a much better offensive quarter, Matt, for Hiawatha. They were down by double digits multiple times in that first quarter. They scored 20 in the second, outscored the Trojans by 7, get it back to a one-point game. This one's been fun.
Yeah. You know, after that first game, you're like, how can the boys' game, you know, compete with that? But that was an entertaining first half. Troy came out on fire, really disrupted Hiawatha with some early turnovers, but some big points by Carson Henry. You know, just kind of a glue guy, goes into that starting spot this year as a senior, really put his work in over the 4 years, but 2 threes and a nice bucket, you know, those are big points by Carson.
Yeah, it was a very fun first half and pretty balanced scoring across the board. Let's go through some of the numbers again. Troy leading it 35-34, 11 points apiece for Kasten Jasper and Henry Geiger. They got 9 points from Hunter Ringeman, and then 2 points apiece from Colt Jensen and Colton Ludke. Hiawatha scoring 12 in the first half from Braylon Sieben Morgan. They had 8 points apiece from Carson Henry and Lane Kessler, and then 4 points from Michael Jensen, and then 2 as well from Ethan Morton as well. Some of the team numbers, 12 turnovers for Hiawatha. That was kind of an issue early in that game, or at least early in that first quarter, I should say. They had 5 turnovers in the first 3 minutes, but the Redhawks with 12 turnovers in the first half. They had 13 team rebounds. They were 2 of 6 at the line, and they knocked down 4 triples. Troy on the other side, they had 6 first-half turnovers. They had 14 team rebounds. They were 5 of 9 at the stripe, and they hit 2 from the outside. Stats all season long on KNZA at the half, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services. That's Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. That is Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our halftime score here in the boys' contest at Troy tonight. It is 35-34 Troy over the Redhawks. 3 minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the hometown. team's pulling for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here on KNZA, second half about to get going. Boy, it's been a fun boys game, and it was a great girls game as well. If you're just joining us, Hiawatha at Troy tonight here on KNZA, Red Hawk girls 40-38 holding on in game one. And right now we get set to start half number two in the boys contest. Troy leading it 35-34. And thanks to everybody for hanging with us, being part of the broadcast tonight. Ray Penning, our KNZA studio producer. We got Matt Morton, Heather Williams, Seth Tollefson on the Hiawatha channel. Brandon Tabman as well with you on KNZA. And thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNZA. It's close to home, far from debt, and online at highlandcc.edu. All right, about a minute to go here. Matt, what are we thinking as far as maybe potential adjustments? What do maybe one side or the other need to do to come away with a win here tonight?
If I'm Hiawatha, I'm going to keep pounding it down low to the big Kessler and Steven Morgan. You know, Troy's got to keep doing what they're doing. They're running a very nice, you know, good pick and roll. I think what's going to be interesting, the Hiawatha with four starters with two fouls, and then Geiger for Troy with a second foul. So if Steven Morgan or Kessler or Geiger pick up that third foul early, it'll be interesting to see how both teams adjust to the foul problems.
Yeah, Lane Kessler in that second quarter had 6 of his 8 points. They really got him going down there on the block, and it's been fun, and we got a one-point game as we start the third quarter. Trojans by one, 35-34. They have the opening possession of the third quarter. They get it down inside, and now a right side kick to Rosenberger. Puts it on the dribble, gets around Jensen. Nice ball fake, fades away, can't knock down the shot, and a rebound for Kessler. Kessler with 7 boards. Chance for Hiawatha to take the lead. Inside, Steven Morgan. There it is, but they kick it back out. And there's Henry. Steven Morgan, left hand. That is beautiful touch. 14 for Braylon Steven Morgan. Just like Matt said a moment ago, go inside if you are the Red Hawks. That is exactly what they did there to take the lead, 36-35.
Hiawatha's first lead of the ball game.
That is correct. Rosenberger trying to give Troy the lead back, and he drills a three from the right corner. Rosenberger's been quiet. It's his first basket, 38-36. So that first Red Hawks lead lasted a mere seconds, but here's Steven Morgan again. Couple of fakes, turning to his left. He spun into a double team, and the foul's called at 6:59 to go in the quarter. Officials trying to confirm who the Troy foul is going to be on, and that is going to be called on Ludke, and that is his third. 38-36, Red Hawks here on the road at Troy. Kessler right underneath, but he can't finish. Boy, great look for Kessler. Rebound for Ingeman. Here's Geiger, left wing, goes between the legs. Now Rosenberger in the corner, working back towards the top. Geiger, ball faking on Steven Morgan, nice in the lane, puts up a shot. He can't get it to fall. Steven Morgan there for the board. Now Steven Morgan after the rebound, into the front court by himself. Left side pass to Henry on the wing. Now into the corner, Morton tees it up, and he's short on a corner triple, and a rebound for Ludke. Up the floor quickly, Rosenberger darts a pass, Geiger one hand, left it short, tried to bank it in from the left block, and he lined it right into the bottom of the rim. Hiawatha down two, trying to get the lead. Steven Morgan airballs a three from straight away. Hit a couple in the first quarter. Steven Morgan again leading all scorers with 14. That one not particularly close. And 2 minutes into this third quarter, Trojans with the ball, working into the front court from right to left, leading the Redhawks 38-36. Rosenberger to the rack. A correction, that was Ingeman, beg your pardon. He got it to go through Kessler and Steven Morgan. And Ingeman now with 11, 40-36. Trojans lead back to 4, 5:45 to go in this third quarter. Here's Henry. Right side to Jensen. Little hesitation there. Puts it on the dribble. Spins in the lane. Caught between a double. Kicks it out to Morton, who fires a three, and that one long. Rebound, Ludke. Rosenberger in the front court, one-on-one, working on Morton. Good defense, forcing a tough shot, and off the deflection, rebound, Kessler. Up the floor, Steven with the right-hand jam! 16, emphatic right-hand stuff for Hiawatha's number 25, 40-38. It's down to two. Now a deep-range three. Oh, goodness, Jasper from the moon. And now we get some words exchanged on the far side of the floor between Jasper and Morton, and that's forcing the official to stop play and let him know. What a sequence we had right there, good sir. A one-hand jam followed by a well-beyond NBA range three.
And that was nothing but net. And he shot that with confidence. That's a big turn, though.
That is 14 points for Jasper. It's a five-point lead for the Redhawks. Again, they had to stop play. It's getting a little chippy out here, but it's all in good fun. It's been a great game, and we still got a ways to go. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Steven Morgan, nice ball fake. Back to Henry. He'll put it on the dribble. He'll bounce it backside. Jensen, man in the air. Nice ball fake. Good pass. Michael Jensen now with six, and it's 43-40 Trojans. Here's Geiger. He's been quiet since the first quarter. Nice little hezzy. Gets in the lane on Steven Morgan. Might have got away with a walk, but he got a basket to go. Geiger with 13. It's 45-40 Trojans. 4.5 minutes to go in the third. Here's Kessler from Steven Morgan. Right block. And one underneath. Lane Kessler now with 10 and a chance for one more. Great find and assist by Braylon Steven Morgan. They call that big to big. And the foul on Troy. I believe it was Ludke. And Steven Morgan missed the free throw. And fighting through the trees to get an offensive rebound was Carson Henry. A chance, a three would tie the game. It's 45-42. Steven Morgan, right block, had it knocked away, and he turns it over. And now we get a timeout called by Troy. Let's see if it's a full or a 30. What pace, what action here in this third quarter. Heath Wettstein burns a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, our KNCA timeouts brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We got Ray, Matt, Heather, Seth, Brandon all with you. It's a packed house here in Troy tonight. Matt, back and forth we go, brother. 45-42, it's been fun.
Back and forth. Hiawatha gets the lead there for about one possession. Got to give Troy credit. Every time Hiawatha's got close within two or three, they go down, they make a big bucket, push the lead back out. Geiger, big game.
Yeah, he's been good. 13 points. Jasper with 14. Ingeman with 11. Three in double figures for Troy. And then Hiawatha, leading scorer tonight on both sides. Braylon Steven Morgan, he's got 16. Lane Kessler, 10 points. He's en route for a double-double. 8 points, couple of threes as well for Carson Henry, and then six from Michael Jensen. Out of the timeout, 4:09 to go, third quarter. 45-42 Troy. They have the possession, working right to left into the front court. Man-to-man here for the Redhawks. Here's Jasper, guarded by Morton. Backs it out top of the key. Now on the right wing, it's Henry Geiger with it. Wants a Rosenberger screen, using, diving, through contact. Got it to go. What a finish for Geiger. He's got 15 hard-earned points, 47-42. Trojans lead back up to five. Here's Henry in the corner, goes to the wing, throws an alley-oop, and it's missed by Steven Morgan, but he gets it off the ricochet and puts it back up and in. 18 for Braylon Steven Morgan. It's 47-44. Now Jasper deep in a four-point play potentially on the way. He's fouled by Carson Henry, and he drills another deep triple. Four threes and 17 points for Jasper, and he has a chance at the rare four-point play. Goodness. Henry picks up the foul, and the free throw is good. So Jasper, a four-point play, and he has got 18 just like that. 51-44. It's now a seven-point Redhawks lead. That was a big swing there. Here's Morton dribbling top of the key. Three left corner, off the heel strong, tipped in the air, rebound Troy. Rosenberger pulls it in. Momentum a little bit more on the side of the home team Trojans. They lead it 51-44. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. And now it's knocked away in the backcourt. That is a steal. Jensen all the way, finishing with the right hand. Michael Jensen, a steal and a bucket. He's got eight. 51-46. Trojan lead is five. Under 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Jensen had it knocked away. Geiger gets it back top of the key off the ricochet. Guarded by Morton here. Geiger backing out now in between the rings. Hands it off to Jensen on a curl. Works it right to Rosenberger on the wing. He'll step back. He'll fire a three. He'll drill a three. Caden Rosenberger, his second triple. He's got six. 54-46. All of a sudden, Trojans by eight. That was their lead at the end of the first quarter. They are controlling the pace here in the third. Floater in the lane. Off the rebound. A stick back for Stephen Morgan. He's got 20. 54-48. Points piling up. Jensen blocked by Kessler at the rim. And lost by Stephen Morgan, but he gathers off the little bounce around there underneath. Behind the back, he'll pull a three. No good. Oh, that would have brought the house down. Rebound Rosenberger. It's kind of hard to keep up with this pace. We're under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. 54-48 Troy.
There's some gas kids out there.
Goodness. Here's Geiger. Oh, beautiful feed. Rosenberger from the elbow to the block. Geiger dishing dimes like a shaky bank teller. 8 points in the second half for Rosenberger. 56-48. This is a big 90 seconds coming up here for Hiawatha, and right when I say that, they turn it over. Into the front court. It's Ingeman. Oh, my, from near midcourt. And Jasper, that was as big of a heat check as you could get. But off the deflection, they get an offensive rebound. Geiger turning, fading, firing, and a foul on Kessler. And Geiger will shoot two. 56-48 Trojans, a minute and 11 seconds to go in this third quarter. And it was 35-34 at the half. We have seen quite a bit of points.
Well, I think Troy has four threes this quarter.
They do. Two from Rosenberger, two from Jasper. Geiger at the line, trying to add to an 8-point lead. First free throw, no good. Well, Geiger now 3 of 5 at the line. 6'3 senior, 15 points, 4 rebounds tonight. Kessler out. Now with the 3 fouls. Stephen Morgan, Jensen, Morton, Leighton Moore just checked in. Carson Henry as well. Geiger missed them both. And it's saved underneath by Ethan Morton there, so had to have it. Minute to go here in the third. 8-point lead for Troy. 3 and a quarter is good for Hiawatha's Leighton Moore. Fresh off the bench, his first three of the season, 56-51. Trojan lead is 5. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. And now it's off the right shoulder of Jensen, and Moore had it knocked away. Henry chasing down in the right corner, 41 seconds to go. Inside, Stephen Morgan gets his own miss, gets it up and in once again. 22 for Braylon Stephen Morgan. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. It's down to 3. Here's Geiger on a drive. And Coach Wettstein wants a timeout here for the Trojans at 24.7 seconds to go. A spurt by the Redhawks. A Troy spurt here. A Redhawks spurt there. I just don't know what to expect here in the 8-plus final minutes we're going to get. Getting that timeout here on KNZA. 30 seconds late third quarter. We'll keep it right here.
This is a big possession right here coming in these last 24 seconds. Hiawatha gets down by 8, finds a way to get back in within 3. You can tell, I think Coach Westheim had to call a timeout there. There's some guys out there, they're gassed. This pace this third quarter has been up and down, up and down.
How about Braylon Stephen Morgan? You talked about it before the start of the third quarter, getting guys like him and Kessler involved down low. We saw that pretty quickly, getting Kessler a few touches. But Stephen Morgan in the third quarter alone has 8 points and 5 rebounds. He had back-to-back offensive rebounds, stick-back opportunities there. 6'6 junior taking over a touch. Again, 14 points, 9 rebounds on a Tuesday night in the win at D West. Right now, he's at 20 points and 6 rebounds here at Troy.
So you just see the confidence, you know, just growing. You know, last year as a sophomore, he gets into that starting spot. You know, had a really good one good game last year. He put up 27. I mean, he's on pace to get that tonight. Really good player. Like I said, with his size, he's such a mismatch problem.
And he's done it in all facets. He hit back-to-back threes in the first half. He's been doing it down low here in the third quarter. 56-53, Troy with the ball out of the timeout. Final 23 seconds to go in the third. Here's Jensen, couple steps in front of the midcourt line. Puts it waist-high on the dribble. Top of the key. Here's Jasper, and now a foul. It's an offensive foul on Colt Jensen trying to set a screen. And a turnover by Troy, just their third of the quarter, ninth in the game, and now down three. Redhawks get the possession, 13 seconds left in the quarter. Big opportunity here, a three would tie it up. And Troy built an 8-point lead earlier on in this quarter, down to 7 seconds. Here's Jensen. Jensen driving baseline, floater short, Steven Morgan two. At the buzzer, he can't get it to go. Bouncing around a couple times. Boy, Steven Morgan had another offensive rebound. He couldn't stick that one back up and in. And we head to the final 8 minutes here in Troy tonight. Don't go anywhere. Trojans 56, Redhawks 53. Final 8 minutes after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. Fourth quarter action in the boys' game tonight. Redhawks trailing with the ball here at Troy. 56-53. It was a 21-19 third quarter. Troy with a two-point advantage and right now leading by three. And they're going to call a travel on the Redhawks here on a ball that was passed into the corner to Michael Jensen. Hiawatha fans to my right did not approve. So 20 seconds in, Trojans get it back off the turnover. They lead it by three. Jensen knocks it into the backcourt, chasing it down. And resetting is Jasper into the front court. Here's Ludke, Rosenberger on the wing right. Going to work, dribbling in the corner on Moore. Now lost it, baseline, out of bounds. Good defense and hands by Leighton Moore, but it stays here with Troy. 7:20 to go in the game, 56-53 Trojans. Steven Morgan, 22 points to lead the Redhawks. 18 for Jasper to lead Troy. Here's Rosenberger up top. Hands it off to Jasper. Right back to Rosenberger. Thought about it on Moore. Working left on the wing. Hands it off to Geiger. Curling around the wing. Backing up on Steven Morgan at the top of the key. Now with post touch. Ludke. Good right side pass. Ingeman. Might have got away with a walk. Little hesitation in the lane. Got it up to go. Hiawatha sideline wanted to travel. They didn't get the call. 13 for Ingeman. 58-53. Trojans by five. Here's Morton. Passing to Henry. Into the corner. Moore hit one in the third. Can't this time. Steven Morgan. Another offensive rebound. Connecting up and in for two. 24 points. 8 rebounds for the junior. 58-55. 6.5 minutes to go. And now it's lost by Ingeman, a turnover by Troy, up the floor, Jensen for two, it's a one-point game. Jensen now in double digits with 10 points, 58-57. Goodness me. Here's a screen up top by Ludke, getting it off the pass and missing inside. It was all there, million-dollar move with a 10-cent finish. Now Steven Morgan, chance for the Redhawks to take the lead. A lot of contact and an offensive foul. Not sure if the fans at home can hear the Redhawk fans behind us, but again, did not approve. of the charge call on Steven Morgan. That's his second foul and a turnover on the Redhawks. 58-57. Trojans by one with the ball. 5:50 to go in the game. Geiger had that pass tipped by Steven Morgan, but he gets it right back. Correction, that was Ludke, and then Geiger in the corner. Right back to Ingeman on the right wing. Curls in the lane, stopping on a dime, bouncing into the corner. Jasper a triple, no. Backside rebound corralled by Morton. Ethan Morton's been quiet tonight. Trying to go to work in the corner. Nice crossover to the rack. And he couldn't make it. Shot was a little bit short. Rebound for Ludke. Boy, this is a heavy pace. And now Ingeman to the rack. Count it and one. Carson Henry picks up the foul. Ingeman now with 15 and a chance for one more. 60-57. Trojans by a triple at 5:16 to go. I think we're having trouble keeping up with the pace here. This has been an incredible game. Still 5:16 to go. Ingeman trying to cap the three. He can't do so. Tipped around into the hands of Henry. So it stays a one-possession game. Trojans by six, or three, beg your pardon. And now Morton missed a shot inside, and Geiger the rebound. Hiawatha fans wanted a foul, no call. Geiger into the corner, Ingeman set, tees up a triple, short, rebound Steven Morgan. 5 minutes to go in the game, still a three-point Trojan lead. Moore reverse layup, Steven Morgan the assist. How about Leighton Moore with 5 points here in the second half? Boy, this is getting physical and chippy at midcourt. And the foul going against Carson Henry. Oh, these officials earning their paycheck tonight.
Yes.
They are dealing with a lot from
the foul. Yeah.
I can't even hear myself in the headset right now.
Got to stay composed here.
It's the fourth foul on Henry. It's the third foul already in the quarter against the Redhawks. Trojans have not been called for a foul here in this fourth quarter. We got 4:52 to go in the game. It's a one-point Trojan lead at 60-59. And head coach for Hiawatha, Brady Jasper, second year leading the boys squad, was girls coach for the previous 10 seasons before that. He has got a good squad, but they are getting battle-tested here tonight at Troy. Again, Redhawks have led one time, and it was for maybe 15 seconds.
Yeah.
They lost it, but they have been right there the entire time. That swift lead was early on in the third quarter, but pretty much the Trojans have led wire to wire, but it's a one-point game with 4.5 minutes to go. 60-59. Here's Ingeman, head of the circle. Jasper on a curl, working around a Geiger screen. Right back to Geiger, top of the key. Looking inside for Ludke, working on Kessler. Ball fake, firing, in and out. No, Kessler the rebound. Lane Kessler, another board. Chance for the Redhawks to take the lead. Here's Jensen, left side on the wing. Into the corner, Moore a triple. High off the heel. Rebound for Troy. Geiger pulled that one in. Still 60-59 at the halfway point here in this fourth and final period. Going to work. Kick it out. Ingeman, nice ball fake. Trying to kick it back out into the corner. Jasper has it. Now up top it goes. Here's Geiger. On the dribble, wants a Ludke screen. Working it to his left. Gets to the free throw line. Spinning on Kessler. Bouncing it. Quick trigger. Three right wing. It's an air ball. Rebound Leighton Moore. Another chance for the Redhawks to take the lead. Morton on the right wing, up top to Moore. Quick trigger left. Now on the block, it's Kessler. One-handed pass to Morton, up top to Moore. He'll set, he'll fire. It is strong on a three. Hit by Steven Morgan into the hands of Ethan Morton. And the Redhawks reset. 3.5 minutes to go. Still a one-point Trojan lead at 60-59. Here's Moore in the corner. Kessler on the block, turning on a double. Up top, Jensen, extra pass. Morton, he'll fire a three. And a three! His first three tonight, and the Redhawks are leading by two. 62-60, 3:05 to go in the game. Here's Geiger up top with it, guarded by Morton. Puts it on the dribble. Kessler shaded a bit. Now they switch. Kessler guarding Geiger. Hand down, man down for three. Switch. They switch on the screen, and Geiger drills a three. 63-62, timeout Redhawks. 2:47 remaining. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We're not going anywhere. Mr. Matt Morton. Boy, it's been fun tonight.
Boy, what a shot.
I'm going to honestly say, being here and covering for 4 or 5 years now, I have to imagine, and I know for a fact, this is one of the best boys high school basketball games I have seen in a while.
And we still got 2.5 minutes left.
I don't know what to expect. We saw a 21-19 third quarter. The scoring has gone down a little bit here in the fourth quarter. The intensity is ramping up. Not just the players, not just the coaches. We're talking with the fans. Everybody in the building is getting a little ramped up here.
They are in the game. Like you said, these three guys out here, the refs, they got a tough job. You know, this game is so fast-paced. You know, Ethan hits a big shot. One thing I was going to say earlier is that Hiawatha has really struggled on the ball screen for Troy, where they've got a lot of open looks. But, man, Henry, no fear, boom. I mean, that's why he's such a good player.
Yeah, you saw Geiger again. They switched on that screen up top. Kessler, there was just that touch of hesitation, and Geiger read that beautifully. Hand down, man down, as they would say. And Geiger, a clutch shot, but we still, like Matt said, still 2:47 to go. 63-62 Trojans, but the Red Hawks right in front of us, a side out here as we're coming down the home stretch. Troy has not been called for a foul here in the fourth quarter. Red Hawks have 3 fouls here in the final period. Here's Stephen Morgan at the free throw line. He'll step to his right. He'll fade and deliver a jumper. 26 for Stephen Morgan. Red Hawks back in front, 64-63, 2:26 to go. That is a smooth jump shot from the 6'6 junior. He's having a monster night. Here is Ingeman, shovels it back. Jasper, he's not afraid of the deep three, and he does it again. 21 and 5 threes for Caston Jasper. 66-64 Trojans, 2:07 to go. And now Lincoln Moore comes back with another triple.
Back and forth.
66, 2 minutes to go. Here's a drive, here's a kick. Geiger going to work, right elbow, jump shot, no. Fighting for the rebound. Ingeman, long rebound in the corner to keep it alive. 1:47 to go, 1 point Red Hawks lead. Morton hounding Geiger. Stephen Morgan went for the steal, and they're going to call a foul. It's a foul to give. So the Red Hawks, their next foul is going to put Troy at the line. And for Stephen Morgan, that is his third. 1:41 to go. Troy throwing it in underneath their own basket, down one. Red Hawks 67, Trojans 66. Jasper, Ingeman in the corner, up top to Rosenberger, down to 1:37. Big possession here for the Trojans. Geiger going to work on Morton, good defense. Now Jasper around a screen, back to Geiger, down to 1:27. 1 point Red Hawks lead. They've only had 2 leads here tonight, and it's been very slim. Trying to hold on, come back. Here's another Jasper three. Nearly banked it in. Geiger, the offensive rebound. He puts it up and in. Second chance up and a timeout as the Trojans take the lead at 68-67. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots in downtown Hiawatha. Visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game summary with 71 seconds remaining here in the game in Troy tonight. Trojans and Red Hawks, 68-67. Troy, back and forth we go here in the fourth quarter. Again, we got Ray, Matt, Heather, Seth, Brandon all with you. The scoring is just balanced and heavy. You look at Troy, they got 20 from Geiger, 21 from Jasper, 15 from Ingeman, 26 for Braylon Stephen Morgan, leading Hiawatha and all scorers, and then Jensen and Kessler, 10 apiece. As the Red Hawks out of the timeout, down one, we're at 70 seconds and counting in the game. Boy, these two teams battling, what a game, what an effort. Here's a trap, and there's a foul against Troy. Jasper reaching in on Jensen up top. It'll be Jasper's second. Again, that is just the first team foul on the Trojans here in the quarter, so they got three fouls to give with 1:02 to go.
Yeah, they did a good job of pressing out on that zone right there. They're not sitting back in it. Good thing with this, if they want to play that way, that gives Hiawatha the advantage down low with Tieber Morgan and Kessler.
Now under a minute to go, 68-67. Morton, baseline drive, kicks it. Tieber Morgan, elbow jumper, and up and in. Tieber Morgan with 28, and the Redhawks are in front, 69-68, 45 seconds to go. Here is Jasper. Up top to Geiger, two steps in front of midcourt, shaded a little more to the right, now comes back left, not using the lead key, screen, offensive foul! Ethan Morton draws the charge, and it's a turnover by Troy. And a timeout for the Redhawks. It is a full, will follow suit, Redhawks force the turnover, they get it back up one, 36 seconds left in the game. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
36 seconds left in the game here in Troy. The Redhawks just forcing an offensive foul on Henry Geiger to get the ball back with a one-point lead, 69-68. Redhawks, boy, they have led only once up until the fourth quarter, and it's just been nothing but lead changes back and forth. Matt Morton, alongside Brandon Tevman. So the Redhawks again. Troy, they have two fouls to give. Redhawks have the ball side out. One-point lead, 36 seconds to go.
Yeah, you can see Troy's already setting up in the press.
And stick around for the post-game show. A lot to dissect once we get there.
Hiawatha got a delay warning there.
Okay.
Getting out of the huddle here. But, you know, Troy's going to be super aggressive here. You can with two fouls to give.
36 seconds. Steven Morgan to throw it in. Redhawks have to go full length of the floor. Left to right they operate here in the second half. They lead it by one. Gets it into Jensen. Oh, he went back to Steven Morgan. Miscommunication. A turnover by the Redhawks. Steven Morgan dumped it into Jensen. Steven Morgan took off. Jensen tried to throw it right back to Steven Morgan, but nobody was home. And now a timeout for Troy. 30-second variety. And the one thing the Redhawks could not do, Matt, was that right there.
Yeah, and they didn't even get it. Troy didn't even get a chance to set up the trap. Just miscommunication. But as the guy throwing the ball in bounds, though, you always got to make sure you're, because you're going to be that secondary relief.
69-68 Redhawks. 32.7 seconds again. Troy, how about the scoring for them tonight? Caston Jasper, 21 points. He has hit five threes. Henry Geiger's got 20. They got 15 from Hunter Ingeman. And then Steven Morgan leading the charge, 28 for Braylon Steven Morgan tonight, unofficially to go along with 10 rebounds. 10 points apiece from Michael Jensen and Lane Kessler. 8 points apiece from Carson Henry and Leighton Moore. Ethan Morton, 5 points as well. A lot of threes being delivered in this second half. But out of the timeout, side out for Troy, down one, 32.7 seconds remaining. Hiawatha, they do not have a foul to give. So their next foul is going to put Troy at the line. What does Troy draw up out of the timeout? Down one, 30 seconds to go. Here's Jasper, near midcourt, gets a double screen, working left, bounced out on the wing. Now he fades away, deep three, good! Oh, are you kidding me? 24-71-69. Here's Steven Morgan to the rack, and a foul on the floor. No free throws. Jasper with his 6-3 fading deep on the left wing to give the Redhawks a 71-69 lead, 13.2 left.
What a shot.
I mean, that is good defense, better offense. I mean, that is as clutch of a shot, but the Redhawks now, still 13 seconds to go. but Troy still has one foul to give. The officials huddled up. So the Redhawks need somebody to throw it in. But Coach Jasper says, we got to talk this over real quick. It is a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. 13 seconds left. Redhawks down two with the ball. Again, back in a tight 30 on KNZA.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh, baby, here we go. 13.2 seconds to go. 71-69 Trojans. Redhawks coming out of this timeout momentarily. Down two with the ball underneath their own basket. Thank you so much again, Ray Penning, Matt Morton. We got Heather Williams, Seth Tollison, Brandon Sadman as well. One of the more exciting games we have had a chance to broadcast in recent years on KNZA, and it's just the first week of the season, by the way. So if this is any indication how the basketball season's going to go, gear up and buckle your seatbelts. It'll be Morton, Jensen, Moore, Steven Morgan, and Kessler. You got Rosenberger, Ingeman. You got Jasper. You got Geiger. And you also got a tip ball as we're back to it. 8 seconds to go. Here's Jensen. Deep NBA range. Three short. Kessler, 3 seconds. Into the corner. Moore for the win. Not off the front rim. Steven Morgan off the rebound. Did he get it off in time? It's either over or we're going to overtime. Steven Morgan off the miss. They count it. Did they count it?
Yep.
They count that. Steven Morgan at the buzzer with an offensive rebound, and we're going to overtime. 71-71. Moore had a wide open three in the corner for the win, and off the front rim, Steven Morgan puts it back up off the deflected bounce off the rim right at the horn. That gives Steven Morgan a 30-burger. Look, for as tired and exhausted as we are right now, I think this game deserves a couple extra minutes, brother.
It was interesting on the call there, because watching it here, it looked like he got it off in plenty of time. What a rebound by Steven Morgan.
Right place, right time. And if you're Troy, nobody boxing out Steven Morgan in the final second. But we're going to overtime. 71-71 tie, Troy and Hiawatha. We'll step aside a quick 30-second timeout. The OT, it's coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Overtime in Troy tonight. This place is rocking. 71-71, Redhawks and Trojans. Braylon Steven Morgan, a tip-in at the buzzer for the Redhawks to give them not just 30 points tonight, but to give us 4 extra minutes in what has been an incredible game here on KNZA. The tip-off controlled by the Redhawks. Left to right they go. Morton, a long pass to Jensen in the left corner. Back up top to Morton. Here we go. 10 seconds into the OT period. 71-71 tie. Steven Morgan, no hezzy. Can't make a three. Rebound Geiger. Boy, good look. Geiger pulls in the miss. First opportunity on offense in the overtime period. Nice ball fake, fading. Oh, what a finish. Caston Jasper is on one. He's got 26. 73-71. First points in the OT go to the home team Trojans. Kessler turning to his left, had it knocked away, kicks it back out. Morton straight away three, nearly banked it in. Jensen, though, the offensive rebound. Jensen putting a guy on his back. He'll go all the way. Can't get it to go. Stephen Morgan can't get the second chance. He's fouled. He'll go to the line. Goodness. 73-71 Red Hawks trailing by two here in overtime. Caston Jasper with the two biggest shots of the night for Troy. A three-pointer to give him a lead with under 20 seconds to go, and then the first bucket here in the OT period. Now the officials huddled up underneath as Stephen Morgan is gearing up to potentially tie this game at the line. 30 points tonight for Braylon Stephen Morgan, 18 of which in the second half. And he is well above 10 rebounds free. Huge dub-dub. First free throw no good, though. He's now 2-for-4 at the line in this game. Shoot it. 73-71. Not quite a minute into the OT period. Second one, he got it to go. 31 for Braylon Stephen Morgan, and a one-point Trojans lead, 73-72. Here's Ingeman right set on the wing. 3 minutes to go in overtime. He'll drive. He'll shoot. Missing. Just trickled off the rim. Rebound for Leighton Moore. Dumps it down. Right block. Stephen Morgan. Going to be caught for a travel. Turnover by the Redhawks. And Brady Jasper saying, what? Is that a travel? Coach beside himself there. Trojans get it back up one. 2:45 to go in overtime. 73-72. Here's Ingeman handing off in between the rings out high to Jasper. Jasper has 26, and he'll try a three. Offensive rebound up, and no good on the second chance. Good sportsmanship there for Morton to help up Geiger off the deck. But an offensive rebound is going to get Henry Geiger to the free throw line. 73-72. 2:31 to go in overtime. Trojans with Geiger at the line trying to add to a one-point lead. Calm, cool, collected. Knocks in the first. Geiger's got 21. He is 4-for-7 at the line tonight. Two-point Trojans lead, 2:31 to go in OT. He got them both. 22 for Henry Geiger, 75-72 Troy. 2:25 to go in the game. Big possession here for the Redhawks. Here's Moore. Kicks into the corner. Morton for the tie. Off the heel. No. Tipped in the air. Out of bounds. And the underneath official did not get the call, looking for his best friend on the side, and they're going to say Redhawks basketball. And they confirm, and it was last touch by the Trojans. 75-72 Troy, 2:17 to go in overtime. Redhawks to throw it in, left side of their own bucket, Morton to trigger it in. They get it to Kessler on the wing, up top to Jensen. Flashing up top, Morton, but they set it up. Moore in the corner for three. Good!
Two.
Leighton Moore, his third triple. He's got 11, 75-75 in overtime. 2 minutes to go. Here's Ingeman driving, kicking, corner three. Rosenberger, front rim, no. Offensive rebound, though, for Ludke. And a huge second chance opportunity, but Coach Wettstein gets a timeout called at the minute 53 to go. 75-75 tie here in overtime. It's a full timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We're going to keep it right here, though. Can we catch our breath for a slender second?
Troy, you just got to give them credit. They are battling so hard. Every loose ball right there. Hiawatha gets the miss. Troy in the right place at the right time for the offensive rebound. But Leighton Moore, how about the sophomore coming off the bench with 11 points here? A couple of big shots. Had a shot to win the game there at the end. Didn't make it, but, man, he buried that one. Hiawatha needed that.
Leighton Moore, you mentioned the sophomore. We welcome in our listeners on 92.1 KMZA. We are in overtime in Troy tonight. Hiawatha in town. It is 75-75 as we got a minute 53 to go in this first overtime period. Again, alongside Matt Morton, Heather Williams, Seth Tollison with the Hiawatha Channel. Ray Penning, our studio producer here on Kansas Land Country. Brandon Tadman with you. It has been a fantastic night. Braylon Steven Morgan, 31 points and 12 rebounds to lead Hiawatha. And then you look at Troy's side, they got 26 from Caston Jasper, 22 from Henry Geiger, and then 15 as well from Hunter Ingeman. Braylon Steven Morgan, a tip in at the buzzer for the Redhawks to get this thing into overtime. We're back to it. Minute 47. Deadlocked at 75-75. Trojans with the ball, and they throw it away. Geiger in the corner, couldn't handle the bounce pass from Ingeman. First turnover in the overtime period. Redhawks, chance to take the lead back. Minute 35 to go. Here's Moore. Steven Morgan, right side for three. Yes!
What a game.
For Braylon Steven Morgan, Redhawks by three at a minute 22 to go in overtime. 78-75, big possession here for Troy. Troy, they have led for more time in this game, no doubt about it. And the Redhawks by three, and Steven Morgan has a steal. Turnover by Troy. Steven Morgan to the rack. He can't make it. Coach Jasper wanted him to slow it down, and Steven Morgan missed firing in transition, and a huge opportunity going by the wayside there for the Redhawks. Geiger the rebound a minute to go, and now a three is no good from the corner. Three free throws coming for Caston Jasper. Are they going to say it's on the floor? It would be two free throws if that's the case. It's going to be three shots and a chance to tie the game with 52 seconds to go in overtime. Jensen picks up the foul, his third. And Jasper buries the first free throw. He's got 27. He is 3-for-4 at the line in this game. He's got two more coming with his team down two, and he knocks in the second. He's got 28. 78-77, Redhawks, 52 seconds remaining in the first overtime period. And his third, no, he missed it. Geiger chasing it down in the corner. It's an offensive rebound. Jasper for three! 31 for Caston Jasper. Morton for the tie, no good. 38 seconds and counting. Geiger the rebound. Trojans have the lead, and there's a foul. Caston Jasper.
Wow.
I am at a loss of words. And free throws for Geiger with the Trojans by two. Steven Morgan with his fourth foul. Second chance opportunities off a missed free throw. And Geiger missing the first free throw here. Stays 80-78. Trojans at 35 seconds remaining in overtime. No team has a foul to give. Geiger, no, he missed them both. And Kessler had it knocked away and out of bounds. He got knocked to the floor, being hounded by Ledke. But Hiawatha down two with the ball, 32 seconds left in overtime.
5-point possession there by Troy.
And now we get a timeout as the Redhawks brought it into the front court. And we got a timeout on the floor. Wasn't sure if there was anything else. Boy, the officials have dealt with a lot tonight, brother.
Yeah.
Both sides of it.
Looks like Troy has a player with blood, so they're going to give him a chance to get cleaned up here before they start the timeout timer.
A timeout on the floor, 28.6 seconds remaining in overtime. You're dialed in here on Kansas Land Country. Troy 80, Redhawks 78.
Well, you know, talking about two big plays. Hiawatha with the lead. We get the ball
instead of backing it out, we go down. And, you know, Braylon's had a great night. But, you know, on that play right there, you really want him to back it back out. Then we foul on a three-point shot. Then we give up a rebound, and then Casper hits another three. So you're talking about a five-point possession right there, up three to down two in 10 seconds.
Moyne Geiger had two opportunities there at the free throw line. He just missed both. He could have got it to a four-point game, but it stays 80-78. 28.6 seconds remaining. Again, if you're just joining us, either 92-1, 103.9. This game has been just so fun, back and forth. Braylon Sieben Morgan, a tip-in off a missed three at the buzzer for Hiawatha to get this game into overtime. Sieben Morgan has 34 points to lead the Redhawks. He's got a double-double to boot. And Kasten Jasper, I don't know if I've seen anyone make as many clutch shots late in the game. He's got 31. Two-point game. Here we go, Redhawks with it. 23 seconds. Here's Morton. Sieben Morgan. Back door. It's Jensen on the block. Through contact. Can't get it to go. Sieben Morgan spinning on the rebound. Puts it up and in. 36. And we're tied. 10 seconds for the Trojans. Here we go. 5 seconds from half court. Nowhere close. And a chance. More up the floor. And we're going to double overtime. For as good as Kasten Jasper has been, you could have got a better shot. He took it from midcourt. He'd been hot tonight, but he had time, and he tried to win it from way downtown, and even Hiawatha had a chance to get it up the floor. Either way, we're going into a second overtime here tonight.
Yeah, 12 seconds. You know, that was a deep shot. You know, obviously with both teams with five fouls, you know, so much, you know, you go to the basket there, make the ref make a call there, and, you know, you go to the, possibly go to the line with a chance to win the game. That's tough.
The last time I was here calling a game around this time last season when Troy was hosting Riverside, and that game also went into double overtime. But I don't think the game last year was anywhere close to the excitement level and just everything we have seen in this game tonight.
I mean, you look across
the stands. Who knows what's going to happen?
You look across the stands, and the fans are like, whoa. You know, the thing is going in this second overtime here, Brandon, you got a lot of guys that have played a lot of minutes. You know, there's some guys out here that haven't came out, you know, since halftime. So you're going to wonder if fatigue starts to play a little bit of a factor here.
31 points for Kasten Jasper, 36 points for Braylon Sieben Morgan, 22 from Geiger for Troy. I mean,
this is on a night where, you know, Hiawatha.
Thankfully, this is a Friday, am
yeah,
I right?
They haven't really got a lot of scoring from, you know, one of their leaders, you know, Ethan Morton. I mean, he's struggled a little bit tonight. You got to give Troy a lot of credit. They've done a really good job of taking him out of the flow. But Leighton Moore off the bench with some huge,
yeah,
huge plays there.
Three threes,
yes,
including a big one in the overtime period from the same spot where he had the look at the game winner at the end of regulation. Well, it was 71-71 after regulation. It is 80-80 as we go into a second 4 minutes here in Troy tonight. We got Ray, we got Matt, we got Heather, we got Seth, Brandon with you. Here we go. It is Sieben Morgan jumping against Ludke. And just a note, as it appears,
Geiger's went to 55.
Yeah,
he had blood on his jersey.
His jersey. Okay, Geiger is 55 now instead of 30. Nice move by Morton to pull up Jay. In and out. Offensive rebound by Kessler, though. Kessler's been quiet since the third quarter, but he scores the first bucket in double overtime. He's got 12 and a double-double, 82-80. Redhawks, and now he gets a hand on it. Here comes Gibson up the floor, and the first point of the Redhawks. 12 for Michael Jensen, 84-80. 4-0 start for the Redhawks. And now attacking the rack hard was Kasten Jasper. He draws the foul. He'll shoot two.
Now, that young man, I don't recall him playing a lot last year. And the game at Hiawatha, but he is a ball player.
So they get the foul on Leighton Moore, his first. Jasper has 31 points, and he misses the first free throw. 84-80, the Redhawks. Two quick baskets to begin the second overtime. Second free throw for Jasper. That one is there. Goes one for two. He has 32. 84-81, Redhawks. 3:15 and counting. Overtime period number two. Ethan Morton right in front of us. Now Engels back left. Far side of the floor. Stopping on the wing, but keeping the dribble. Now working back center circle. Now back to the left wing. Guarded by Rosenberger. Jensen gets a touch between the rings out high. 3 minutes to go in double overtime. 84-81, Redhawks. Morton on a drive. Pull up. Front rim, no. Steven Morgan missing a second chance. Kessler fighting. And Jensen gets a third opportunity here. Another rebound for Steven Morgan. A third opportunity on this possession with the Redhawks leading by three with 2:40 to go. Moore. Kessler, good pass. Rejected by Ingerman on the backside. What a defensive play there, but the Redhawks will keep.
It looks like that was going to be a wide-open layup.
Great pass by Moore, but saving a bucket. Ingerman blocking Kessler from behind, but Morton, long, lengthy pass near midcourt. 2.5 minutes to go. Double overtime, 84-81 Redhawks. Redhawks with the triple lead and the ball. Here's Steven Morgan up top, guarded by Rosenberger, and a turnover. Miscommunication on the wing between Steven Morgan and Morton, and that is a big turnover there for the Redhawks. And we're at 2:22 left in this double OT, and it's 84-81. 3-point deficit for the Trojans. They have the ball. Here's Ludke, right elbow. Gets it off to Jasper, quick trigger, not this time, but an offensive rebound, put back up and in. It was Geiger. He's got 24. 84-83 Redhawks, 2 minutes to go here in double OT. Now a timeout for Jasper and Hiawatha. Minute 56 to go in double overtime. 32nd timeout, 84-83 Redhawks. They have the ball, side out.
See what Coach Jasper draws up here. Wouldn't be surprised if they try to get a little high-low going with Lane down into Braylon. Dude, that's a big play. Hiawatha up three. Looks like Tester's got a wide open layup. You got to give Ingerman credit. He came from the blind side, was able to get the block there. Then Troy's able to go down and make it a 1-point game.
Well, you said it a little bit ago. Regardless of who comes out on top and how many overtimes it takes for this game to decide a winner, these two teams are going to be a problem in their leagues. You know, you got the Big East with Hiawatha. They certainly have plenty of expectations. Troy, already a win over Valley Falls earlier this week, and they had the number two ranked team in 1A-D2 on the ropes last night at Hanover, but let an 11-point halftime lead get away. So the Trojans at 1-1. Redhawks 30-point winner in their opener at Donovan West on Tuesday night. As we come out of the timeout, 1:56 to go in double overtime, 84-83 Redhawks. They have the ball. They get it into the backcourt here with Morton. Guarded by Rosenberger. Here comes the double. Morton head of steam in the lane. Good kick. Morton again with the assist opportunity. No. Kessler a rebound, and he's fouled. And they call a jump ball underneath after the offensive rebound by Kessler. Yikes. Fans absolutely do not agree, and the Trojans down one get the ball back on the alternating possession. Minute 35 to go in double overtime, 84-83. Here's Ingerman in the lane, kicks it up top. It's Geiger going to work with a new jersey. Gets to the right elbow, got to keep that pivot foot down. Gets it off here to Jasper, right back to Geiger, down to a minute 20. Geiger going to work on Steven Morgan, and he draws a foul. And free throws coming for Troy with a chance to take the lead. And Steven Morgan has fouled out of the game, Matt, with 36 points.
We'll see what the refs are talking about here.
Well, Well, we're just waiting to confirm the Red Hawk fans. And, wow, Stephen Morgan again is fouled out of the game at a minute 17 to go in double overtime. First free throw is a swish by Geiger. He's got 25 in the game. We are deadlocked, 84-84, minute 17 to go, double OT. Geiger for the lead. Got it. 26. 85-84. So after the Redhawks started out with a 4-0 spurt, a 5-0 run here for Troy to take the lead. A minute 5 to go. Kessler inside, and he draws the foul underneath. Kessler to the line for two. 65 seconds to go. Kessler a chance to give the Redhawks the lead.
It's going to be interesting now with Stephen Morgan out. Where does Hiawatha goes down low to Lane? Let's see if he can make some free throws here.
Kessler was 4-for-4 at the line on Tuesday at D-West. He is 0-for-3 tonight. In and out. 85-84. Still the Trojans by one. Kessler a chance to tie it with 65 seconds left in double overtime. On the way. He got it. 13 for Lane Kessler. 85-85 tie. We are down to a minute to go in double overtime. And we get a timeout with 59.9 seconds to go. It almost feels like both teams have unlimited timeouts all of a sudden.
I was going to say, I bet you only got one per overtime.
It almost feels like they've been adding timeouts to the teams. We've had quite a few, but nonetheless, an 85-85 timeout. 59 seconds to go in double overtime.
You know, if I'm, you know, Coach Westheim there, you know, obviously Henry has been big here in this second overtime. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't try to run something from him. Problem for Hiawatha is, who do you help off of? You can't help off of Jasper. Rosenberger has two threes. You know, maybe you leave Lecky, but the problem with that is then you leave him open down low for the offensive rebound. So Hiawatha's going to have to really play some really solid defense. The other key thing is when the shot goes up and it's a miss, they got to get the rebound.
Mentioned Jasper. He's got 32 and 6 threes tonight. Geiger has 26. Top two scorers for Troy. Out of the timeout, Trojans far side out. We'll throw it in. 85-85 tie here in double overtime. Clock on the move, 55 seconds and counting. Here's Ingeman, angles right, hands it off to Jasper. Started by Jensen, 49 seconds to go. Morton flashed a little bit, now right side to Rosenberger. 41 seconds to go. Rosenberger picks it up, good hound there by Moore. Up top to Geiger, 36 seconds to go. 85-85 tie, double overtime, Trojans with the ball. Geiger still with it, now under 30 seconds. Hands it off to Ingeman. Gets to the corner, backing out on the wing. 24 seconds, 85-85, we're deadlocked, double OT. Here's Geiger, Jasper, 19 seconds to go. Spinning on Jensen, right wing, down to 15 seconds. Troy wants to play for the final shot. And not before, Heath Wettstein says, I got another timeout in my back pocket. 13 seconds to go, 85-85 tie. The timeouts are just coming out of nowhere. So we're going to keep it right here. Again, if you are just joining us, I feel sorry for you. 85-85 tie, Troy, Hiawatha, 13 seconds left here in double overtime. It'll be a side out for Troy once we get out of the timeout.
Yeah, and Troy had the same time on the clock in the first overtime, 12 seconds left, rushed a shot. They did a good job there of working it around to see what they can get. Hiawatha did a good job of hedging on the screens. I wouldn't be surprised if this is either going to be Jasper or Geiger taking this shot here.
And Braylon, Stephen Morgan fouling out for Hiawatha earlier in this overtime period. He finished with 36 points and 14 rebounds, but that takes a big-time defender and rebounder off the floor. Let's see if the Trojans play for the final shot. 85-85 tie. 12.7 seconds to go, double overtime. Side out. Ingeman has it on the right wing, gets it into the corner, 8 seconds, gets it back out, it's Rosenberger, it's down to 5, they want it in Jasper's hands, 3 seconds on the right wing. And they're going to call a foul. And they call a foul with 2 seconds to go, and that's going to put Kasten Jasper at the line. Ooh, this is not sitting well with Hiawatha fans. With the way this game has played out, Jasper for the lead. It's good. 33 for Kasten Jasper. And Brady Jasper is letting the official have it. 86-85. Second free throw is good. 34. And a timeout called with 2.3 left, with Hiawatha down now 2.
That's tough.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, this is a heck of a ball game. You know, you want to let the players decide
it. It's been a very physical game.
Yeah.
We're just being honest. It's been a very physical game, back and forth, from the jump. There's been a lot of physical play, but in a game that is tied in double overtime, I understand. You can get them with the hand checks. I get it. They can call it. But with the flow of the game and how it's been officiated tonight, that moment, that call, and I'm sure the fans listening at home were right next to the Hiawatha fans, a lot of yelling and disagreeing with it. But you got to put it behind.
Yeah, you got to go, yeah.
2.3 left. Redhawks have it down 2. See, they might put a little bit of time, maybe back on the clock. Let's see if they do end up. So Hiawatha is going to have it with 2.3 seconds to go, down 2. They're going to put a little bit more time, it appears, back on the clock. But again, it's catch, maybe a dribble or two at best.
Yeah.
And you got to work the full length of the floor if you're the Redhawks here. 87-85. Trojans. Double overtime. 2.6 seconds now officially on the clock for the Redhawks. Morton will throw it in. They got to get it up the floor. Here we go. He's running the baseline. Baseball pass. Knocked away at midcourt. Jensen for the win! Oh, we have a lucky half court off the deflection, and the game is over. The Trojans survive 87-85 in double overtime. Wow. Trojans improved to 2-1 on the season. Redhawks take their first loss. They are 1-1. A lot to dissect, folks. Our postgame next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Trojans in double overtime defeat Hiawatha 87-85. Our postgame is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Life is all about growing. Growing a family and a farm. There are so many milestones to take pride in. From a new crop showing its first shoots to a family buying their first home. Here to help you grow along with all your financial needs. That's Frontier Bank. For us, it's a privilege to serve you. And helping you grow is our whole reason for being. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. online at frontier.bank.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Whether you need a sick visit, a checkup, or ongoing health care support, Amberwell Hiawatha's primary care clinic can get you in fast. Same-day visits are often available, so you don't need to wait long to be seen by an Amberwell provider. Call 785-742-2161 to check today's openings. Again, call 785-742-2161 and we'll help you get the care you need when you need it.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fantastic night of basketball, and it has finally come to a close here in Troy. The boys' game, not one overtime needed. It needed a second overtime, Troy and Hiawatha tonight, but it is Troy that holds on 87-85 in double overtime. Getting back one final time. We got to get it off to Jake and Boss here momentarily to recap it on the scoreboard show and get you all the other scores from around the area tonight. But again, Ray Penning, Matt Morton, Heather Williams, Seth Tollefson, Brandon Tabman, one final time as we close this out. All right, quick thought, Matt. Incredible game we witnessed here tonight. There's a lot we can discuss about it. There's a lot we can take away from it. We said it, you know, fourth quarter, kind of going through overtime. It didn't matter who's going to win this game. we were going to feel a certain way about it. And again, just how incredibly crazy this game was. And, you know, you get a deflection here. You had Jensen an opportunity from midcourt to win it from half court in double overtime. And Steven Morgan has the tip in at regulation to send it in the first overtime. You got massive offensive numbers. Just an incredible game between two teams that are going to be in the mix in their respective leagues.
Yeah, just the swings in this game. I mean, you know, Troy comes out on fire. Hiawatha steadies the ship, gets back in a little bit. You saw great play from Seaver Morgan with 36. You know, Troy, two guys with 30. You know, Hiawatha had some opportunities there in that second overtime up. Troy, you know, Troy just made more plays at the end of the game, but just a great high school basketball game.
Again, that second overtime, Hiawatha got two quick buckets. They built a four-point lead, then all of a sudden, over the next couple minutes, Troy had a 5-0 run, got the lead back. Again, there was, we can call it a questionable foul late, how physical this game was the entire night. Ultimately, free throws for Kasten Jasper after a foul along the perimeter, really the deciding factor. And an 85 or an 87-85 Troy win. Again, there's so much to dissect, but just giving you the nuts and bolts of it here. As Troy gets the win, they're now 2-1. They go to Jackson Heights next week. Hiawatha, they'll be at Horton next Tuesday night. Redhawks take their first loss. They're 1-1 on the season. All right, let's just go through some of the main stats here. Of course, Braylon Steven Morgan leading Hiawatha. He fouled out in the overtime period, but he had 36 points and 14 rebounds. He had the game-tying basket at the end of regulation to send it to that first overtime. And then outside of that, you had 13 points, 12 rebounds from Lane Kessler. Redhawks had 42 rebounds as a team. They were just 4 of 11 at the line. And then you look on the other side for Troy. They shot 26 free throws in the game, making 15. Hiawatha was plus 11 in the rebound margin. But again, 71-71. After the fourth quarter, 80-80 after the first overtime, 7-5 advantage for Troy, 87-85 winner. It took a couple of overtimes. But again, Kasten Jasper, he had 34 points. He was 8 of 10 at the line. He hit 6 threes. He had a big three late at the end of regulation and made the big free throws. That was the deciding 2 points in the second overtime period. Henry Geiger had to change jerseys in the overtime period because he got some blood on it. That's how physical this game was. He had 26 points and 12 rebounds. Hunter Ingeman as well, 15 points in the game. Your top scorers for the Troy Trojans. All right, player of the game, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. A lot of guys we could choose from here for a player of the game.
I mean, a lot.
Multiple 30-point games, multiple 20-point games. What do we have, 7 in double figures, maybe 6 or 7 in double figures? I mean, I will say this about Kasten Jasper. Some of the shots he hits at the times that he hit them was something pretty wild to see.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I mean, that's where I was leaning as far as player of the game. I mean, he hit some shots. You know, every time Hiawatha got close, he hit a shot, you know. Well, the biggest shot is, you know, he's at the free throw line. He makes the first two. You almost wish he would have made the third one. At least then the game's tied.
Right.
They get the rebound. He hits the three. You know, he played a really, really good game.
So, Kasten Jasper, again, lots of honorees that could be involved here. But Kasten Jasper, again, the big-time shots from the outside. 6 triples, the 2 clutch free throws late in double overtime, which gave the 87-85 victory. But again, 34 points tonight for Kasten Jasper, 6 threes. He is our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. All right, that's got to do it for us. We got to get it off to Jake and Boz for the scoreboard show tonight. Again, appreciate Ray, appreciate Heather. Matt, appreciate it, man. It was a lot of fun. Seth Tollefson as well. Brandon Tabman with you. It's a split tonight. Seems like that girls' game was a long time ago, right? Hiawatha girls victorious in game 1, 40-38, and then the boys' contest going into double overtime. Troy wins it 87-85. Next week, Troy at Jackson Heights on Tuesday night. Hiawatha, they travel to Horton. For everyone here on KNZA, KMZA, and the Hiawatha channel, Brandon Tamman signing off. We send it off to the scoreboard show with Jake and Boz after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.